This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
U.S. economic growth slowed way down, but there's a but. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the economy grew at an annual pace of 1.6% in the first quarter. That is far below the 3.4% growth rate in the previous quarter. It's the first time growth has dipped below 2% in 1.5 years. Here to talk us through it is Diane Swonk, chief economist at audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
1.6% does not sound great. What do you make of it?
It isn't a great overall number, but the main reasons for that weakness, there were three of them. One of them was a huge widening in the trade deficit because we brought in so many more imports than we exported because the U.S. consumer still held up in the first quarter. In fact, we also saw an acceleration in spending on things like services for the second quarter in a row, and business investment picked up as well. We also had weakness in federal spending. Remember, we had that continuing resolution. They couldn't decide on a budget. Well, that's been decided on now, and we'll see a bounce back in that in the second quarter. The last reason that there was any weakness was that we further drained inventories after drawing them down in the fourth quarter. That is actually strength going forward. The overall number was a bit of a head fake because domestic demand actually held up fairly strong.
The other big number to come out this morning is the personal consumption expenditures price index, inflation. It was 3.4% in the first quarter compared with 1.8% in the fourth quarter last year. That's not the right direction.
Exactly. And in fact, that reflects the strength we saw in the service sector. And it's the fear the Fed has that we're seeing a reacceleration in inflation, at the very least, inflation getting sticky in the service sector and creating a floor under inflation. The biggest next debate will be, will the Fed's next move be up instead of down?
Yeah. If consumers are still spending and prices are still rising more than we would like, what does that mean for what the Fed's going to do this year?
Well, for the moment, the threshold to cut rates is still lower than the threshold to actually raise rates again. What the Fed would like to do is just hold rates higher for longer. But we can't rule out later this year, if we do not see a much more substantial cooling of inflation over the summer, the Fed will be in the hard position of having to raise rates instead of cut.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The pressure to squeeze as much productivity from workers as possible is pretty high for employers these days as wages have been rising. It may sound exhausting, but it is one way a country's standard of living rises. And new research shows small companies are behind in growing their workers' productivity. So how do they catch up? Anu Madgavkar is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute and has thoughts. The institute is separate from McKinsey & Company, by the way, which is currently under investigation for its role in the opioid crisis. Anu Madgavkar spoke with my colleague, David Brancaccio.
What are you finding out about smaller businesses?
Well, small businesses are really the backbone of the economy in so many ways. 90% of all businesses tend to be small. But in terms of productivity, they do lag. In the US, for example, they are about only half as productive as larger companies that do similar kinds of work. The productivity gap is partly because of the technology gap, indeed, in technologies like artificial intelligence, for example. Small businesses are only about half as likely to adopt these as large companies are. And there is also a gap in terms of just talent and human capital. It's not that small businesses don't attract talented people, but their ability to invest in things like training or performance management is much less than a larger company is.
Smaller businesses, hearing this, seeing that there's money left on the table, where do they get started in increasing productivity?
We find that in some ways the answer lies in working with larger companies in your sector, and then working also with other small businesses to boost a sort of collective efficiency or a collective scale benefit that can come. Because the fortunes of all companies in a particular sector or type of business are very closely intertwined. They do work together, and partnerships, collaborations, ways to work with other companies and gain technology or gain training or gain the ability just to partner and sell to them, that can actually boost small business productivity a lot.
What I hear you saying is, let's say there's a smaller business saying to itself, I mean, what am I going to do about all this artificial intelligence stuff? One answer to that might be get together with other smaller businesses and see if you can pool your resources to figure out answers.
That's absolutely correct. And the other thing is also to work with larger companies in the supply chain to figure out the answers. And we see examples of that. If you think about Japan's auto sector, for example, the largest manufacturers work very collaboratively with smaller companies to transfer those technologies or build those skills. So it's not just in technology and AI, but all forms of partnering to gain access to markets or just learn more organized production methods that can really boost small business productivity.
Anu Madgavkar is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. She's co-author of a new report called A Microscope on Small Businesses. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Anu was speaking with my colleague, David Brancaccio. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.